This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Or number two, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, live from New York City from ESPN Studios above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests, join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and we will get to your calls at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Give us your anxiety index for your team in Week 10 as it's starting to get real. But let's go right now to the Goodyear Hotline, where, as we do each week, we talk to our good friend Harry Douglas, who joins us. What's going on, man?
Yo, baby, yo, baby, yo. What's going up, fellas? School.
What's happening? Hey, your thoughts on Odell going to the Rams. Is that a great fit? Are you curious to see how it's going to work? What did you think?
I think the fact that Sean McVay is a young coach, right, and you see Von Miller come over, you have a Jalen Ramsey who came over last year, the year before last year, I can't remember exactly, and then you have Aaron Donald. I think Sean McVay, of everybody, and it was important that Odell went to a place where a coach could understand him, not grab him physically, but grab him mentally and understand where he's coming from. Know that Odell wants to win, but at the same time, let him know that it's a team-first attitude, right? I think Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp also let Odell know that, hey, here it's about the team. If it's going to be me, then you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. So I think it's a good fit for Odell with Deshaun Jackson not being there anymore. So now they have four guys, and if you include Higbee, the tight end, they have five guys that you have to worry about offensively getting the football that can basically game break and change a football game. So I think that's dope for them. I'm still worried about the Rams and their run game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about the Rams, because we all know in this league you can't be one-dimensional. You have, especially come playoff time, you got to be able to rush the football. But on paper, I don't know how a secondary, unless you a team that's 3-4 deep, I don't know how you're going to guard the Rams.
I wonder how can Odell Beckham show that he's not selfish by being selfless and saying, hey, volunteering to be the punt returner? Like, because you know that's an opportunity, because you're usually out there with lesser athletes, right? You're usually back there with the backups. And that's the way he can really help and impact his team as far as flipping the field immediately. Well, how far would that go amongst the team if he would volunteer to do that?
That would be huge, and I can speak from experience. I remember back in my career when I was young, I was like, man, I didn't even do punt returns in college, but I wanted to do it in the NFL because it was an opportunity, and I played with a Roddy White, a Julio Jones, right, a Tony Gonzalez. So I knew that any opportunity I had to try to get the football into my hands, I had to try that, right? So if punt returns is another opportunity, you can get the football in your hands and make something happen. If I'm Odell, I'm going back there on punt returns, and, hell, I'm even going back there on kick returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious to see how that would work. Is that a place, like, if it was you, put yourself in that situation – are you going to L.A.? Again, I feel like L.A.'s become the destination city for no matter what the sport. The weather's great. The teams are willing to spend. The celebrities, the stars, the vibe, everything's just there that feels like it's a great place to be when you're an athlete, when you're a star player. But beside that part of it, which we know, of course, that does appeal to Odell, he did have the option of Green Bay. He had the option of Seattle. That's the reports, that there were other places. And the latest report was it was between Green Bay and the Rams. It was Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford. If it was you, which would you have chosen?
And I think this is what I'm about to say. This is something that's going to get lost a lot when people think about this situation. I'm going where I feel I'm most comfortable mentally.
Yeah,
I get that. And for Odell, that's L.A.
I get
that's why he chose that place.
Yeah, that's I think a lot of people don't want to understand that, but I think for him that might matter more than anybody else. People want to. Yep. It's so easy to say you should care about winning and you should care about being a number one and you should want to be the number one receiver. You're going to get lost. No, you should care about what's going to make you happy, because you were in Cleveland and you were miserable, and now you go to a place where you're happy. Like Bart said, your house is there. You're not going to extended stay. You're going to your own house. Your friends are there. The people are there. Places you like to go. LeBron, all that. So,
but, hon, I'm going to take it a step further.
Go ahead.
You know, after a game, after a practice, if you want to go on your porch where your home is and sit back there where your fire pit is and have some wine, or you call up your boy LeBron, you want to go over there with LeBron and and drink all of his wine, you can do that. You can't do that in no Green Bay.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, wine or freeze.
No, you could go to a bar and, you know, do some axe throwing.
You can go to Applebee's and get some cheese curds.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's, but he did that in Cleveland. Like, what's the difference, right? It's just there's a better quarterback there.
Hey, Hare.
What happened to the Ravens last night?
Jets.
The hell was
Jets.
That?
So Jets.
Oh, you going there? You going Jets?
Jets, Titans.
Mm.
Upset.
Yep.
Jets, Bengals.
Oh, here we go.
Upset.
See what he's doing here?
Jags, Bills. Upset. How the hell do the Baltimore Ravens go down to South Beach and lose to the Miami Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa coming in and running the show? Lamar, is that the best week? Like, why do teams always have these, like, hiccups? It seems like every team has one. Dallas had one last week with the Broncos, so to speak.
Ask Harry if he ever had that South Beach.
Yeah, do you have the South Beach? Have you had South Beach-itis?
South Beach
Tropical polio.
Beach-itis.
Like I told you, I saw a team and I ain't seen him since.
Hey, I love the fact that Bart is leaving out the most important establishment. Boy, that's how I know you, my boy, Bart. You leaving out the most important establishment, and we not going to say it on air because we want to keep it under the roof.
We call it the Holy Moly Donut Shop.
But I'll say, you look at the Ravens, and I was trying to explain this on Sunday when I was doing radio, is the reason why I don't have the Ravens as the best team in the AFC right now is simply because they give up too many explosive plays for me. Lamar Jackson and that offense, yes, they can move the ball. Yes, they can do it, and he's passing the football effectively. But you look at the Ravens. You look at last night. Look at the explosive plays that they give up. Look at how they lost the game against the Raiders in the first game of the year on Monday Night Football. Cover zero to an explosive play. You can't give up explosive plays like that, and that's one of the things. And Bart, you know this: when a coach gets up in a meeting room with the entire team, and you go over your must of the week, one of the things sometimes, and a lot of times, you got to limit the explosive plays. And week in and week out, we see this Baltimore Ravens defense giving up these explosive plays, and you're going to lose the teams that you probably shouldn't lose to if you're giving up explosive plays like that.
So can I ask you this? Does the scheme match the personnel? Because we know the scheme is good, but the personnel is compromised. You know, one linebacker got shot. He was actually the better of the two linebackers, better than Patrick Queen, the kid from Ohio State, playing a lot better. And Averett, man, you want to see a highlight tape, man. He's going to be in so many receivers' highlight tape and just blown coverages. So does the scheme match the personnel?
And I said this, coming into the season, when you lose a Marcus Peters, right? Marcus Peters gave you so much flexibility because you can play man coverage. You can play cover zero the way you want to do it. Now, I'll say a couple weeks ago, they tailored it back a tiny bit. But it seemed like last night, they was like, okay, we're going back full throttle. And they probably thought, okay, since the Miami Dolphins don't have as many explosive guys as we thought on their roster, and we thought they wouldn't be able to get the football out, that we can get away with these things. No. Mm-hmm. It's all about the personnel. You have to tailor your offense, your defense, and special teams towards your personnel. If you don't, it's going to get exploited, and you're going to lose football games that way. The Miami Dolphins has lost two football games like that right now. One to the Raiders, one to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, the Ravens. Tell me this then. Like, it seemed like they had no Lamar Jackson. You would think he would be more sophisticated and his offense would be more sophisticated, not being able to handle the defensive backs blitz. Is that the key? Because I remember when Lamar first got in the league, that was the thing where the Chargers put all the DBs out there, put Derwin James in a box and had more athletes to be able to tackle Lamar Jackson in space. Is that a sign of things to come?
Yes, but at the same time, if you work on it consistently as an offense, then listen – when we played with Matt Ryan, we dared teams to go cover zero and bring a damn blitz, Bart. We dared them to, because if you hit them one time, I promise you, you'll never see them in it the rest of the game. And they had a few times last night where, okay, Lamar has to back up a little bit and understand it's coming and deliver. And then there's other times where the receivers and the tight ends, they got to be alert. Hey, this can possibly be cover zero. Hey, they're blitzing a lot of people. I may have to get into my route a little quicker. I can't take my time running my football route. That's some of the things that Matt Ryan used to preach to us. Hey, if you see this coming, either go hot, cut your route short. A playoff game against Chris Canty and them, against the New York Giants. I never forget up there in New York. Mark came to the sideline one time and said, the hell with this. Run. Don't get to your normal depth. Cut it 2 yards short. Because that defensive line was coming. Sometimes you got to go to the sideline and tell these guys, hey, I need you to get open quicker. When you see this blitz coming, you see these looks. That's what them eye pads, that's what those papers of plays are over on the sideline for. They ain't over there just for a beauty pageant to let people know you over there have an iPad. That's what the iPad is for. For y'all to go through those type of things. Hey, I need you to go hot. If we get this look again, I'm going to throw this out route. Hey, you see a guy coming off your head, the safety's coming down to guard you. But I tell you this, safeties tell you everything about a blitz. Yep. You can only disguise for so long. Safety will tell you where it's coming from and how it's going to come. So I think everybody offensively for the Baltimore Ravens have to be more alert, because Miami Dolphins had success last night. It won't be the last time you see it.
That intelligent analysis you're getting right there is from Harry Douglas, ESPN NFL analyst, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Harry, okay, I got a couple of games here I want to ask you about, and I'll start with this one. Carolina playing the Cardinals. Cam Newton has just signed. Is Cam Newton somebody that you feel like the Panthers are letting their team know? If you're on that team, you're Robbie Anderson, if you're whoever it is on that team, TJ, do you look at now and say, all right, we're trying to make the playoffs. Like, it's real. They're right on the outside of the bubble right now. I know it's not an easy game this week, but does his arrival tell you something, or is this window dressing?
No. It tells you that they're trying to fight for the playoffs. It tells you they're trying to make – they made the move to try to go into play. Because you look at the wild card spots right now, it's wide open. Right now, Atlanta is in the 7th seed. New Orleans is in the 6th seed. They're not playing this weekend. They're probably not going to play this weekend without Alvin Kamara. Right down the street from where I'm at, I'm in Memphis right now, Nashville. So that's possibly going to be a loss for them. So the wild card spots are wide open right now when it comes to the NFC. So Carolina's not out of this thing. And remember, they still have that win over New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a win already over Atlanta. So they're I won't say the driver's seat, but you bring in a Cam Newton. Okay, you're going to probably let P.J. Walker play this week. But starting next week, and how fast Cam can grasp the offense and get back up to speed to things, Cam has to be your guy moving forward. And that tells you, okay, he's giving us a fighting chance to go out here and try to make the playoffs.
Millie.
Yeah, exactly. You don't give him that kind of money for nothing. With that in mind, you mentioned it, and that's your team. That's your Falcons. They're right there on the very edge of the playoffs. They've got the Cowboys this week. Bart Scott is predicting an upset here. Do you see a potential there? Dallas had a bad week last week. They're at home. But Atlanta, if you look at the standings, this is becoming that must-win territory for them, because you don't know what Carolina is going to bring. You don't know, you know, what Minnesota – week to week, we never know what Minnesota is going to give us, right? But if you're the Falcons, is there opportunity in this game? No Randy Gregory for the Dallas defense.
And that was huge. That was huge. And you got to think about this. Dan Quinn's the defensive coordinator. Matt Ryan has seen a Dan Quinn defense the last, what, 4 or 5 years?
Right.
Every day in practice.
Right.
Not to mention, before the Falcons had that meltdown last year against Dallas, Matt Ryan was carving the Dallas Cowboys up left and right. Carving them up left and right. So it's not like a lot of those guys, personnel-wise, still aren't there. I know you added Michael Parsons. I know Diggs is playing very well. But now you have a blueprint on how you want to attack Diggs, because he likes to gamble, right? You have all these things. And then Dallas, they're not as good stopping the run, in my eyes. I don't think so. So you look what Denver did to him last week, rushing the football. If the Falcons get Mike Davis going, he finally needs to get going. Cordell Patterson has been great. It's another mismatch. Yes. So that's your X factor, a guy that you can mismatch. You seen last week, he go out wide, Quan Alexander. Oh my goodness, tried to guard him 1-on-1. He hit him with a sluggo for a big play in the first quarter. But then on the last drive, they went to the same exact play and he did it to a corner. So that lets you know the versatility of Cordell Patterson right there. But I love Arthur Smith. Those guys are buying to the system offensively and defensively. They have to stop the run. But not only that, A.J. Terrell on the defensive side is playing lights out football at the corner position. And I don't think enough of the national media is giving him his due diligence. A guy that a lot of people questioned Atlanta at first when they picked him with the first round draft pick 2 years ago. And he's playing a brand of football right now where, number one, quarterbacks are scared to throw at him, and then when they do throw at him, it's going to be a pass breakup. So I want to see this Falcons secondary and how they match up with the receivers of Dallas. And if they can contain them, Atlanta's probably going to win this football game.
Dallas still having some injury issues, especially
Atlanta
on the offensive
be
6-3,
line. Man. They got two bad losses.
Yeah.
To Philadelphia.
Easy. They are a sneaky – like, that's what I'm
Washington
saying.
Football team.
Bart, you're so right. They are a sneaky good team that nobody's talking about, the Atlanta Falcons. And, of course, when you have a quarterback like Matt Ryan who's been there, done that, you always give a team like this a chance, especially with a 9.5-point spread. Disrespectful. Harry, Always good to talk to you, my man. Have a great weekend.
All right, fellas.
Harry Douglas on the Goodyear Hotline. I've been saying that, Bart, about Atlanta. I really do feel like that's a team just keep an eye on. I love that you picked that game. I absolutely
It took Pitts a while to come along, but once he got to the Jets, they unlocked him, and he's been free ever since.
No kidding. I mean, they really have figured out how to
use
him.
First touchdown against the Jets.
He's just you're in London.
Yeah, and he's been balling out ever since.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. We go to Kareem in California. What's up, Kareem?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Congratulations, man. OBJ, sure. Congratulations.
Hey, so, actually, I'm a Niner fan, so that kind of, you know what I'm saying, don't do me no justice. And I agree with you, you know, yesterday when you guys was talking about, you know, him going to Green Bay, I thought that, you know, the addition of him with Adams and Rodgers would definitely bode well for them guys. But I get it. Like you said, it's not really about, you know, what's best in terms of on the field, but what's best for him mentally and where he fits in. So I think the Atlanta spot for L.A. is great. But as you say, Bart, on Monday night, which happened to be my birthday, man, my night is in trouble. Barbecue chicken for us on Monday night.
Extra crispy.
Oh man!
Are you about done? If the Niners lose this game, are you done with Jimmy G? And you ready to just start moving towards the future and trying to say, okay, let's get Trey Lance ready?
Not necessarily. You know, right now it's not even Jimmy, man. I know he's limited in what he could do, but it's our secondary, man. Our defense is trash. I mean, the secondary, you know, they give up big plays or they get pass interference. We haven't been getting no pressure, you know what I'm saying, from the front four. Bosa, he leading the team in sacks with six, but, you know, he's been getting double teamed. I think when we lost Buckner, that changed our whole core four. Yeah. Warner, he got the big contract. He haven't really lived up to it this year. So, you know what I'm saying, I just think the Niners are just in a bad place, man, and we just give up too many big plays. You know, I'm looking forward to still, you know, battle for that 7th seed. I mean, last week, they helped us out by losing. But, you know, we couldn't get the job done against Arizona, man. Hey, thanks for the time, fellas.
Kareem.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy your birthday, too, as well. Thank you. I mean, for the
Niners.
They missed
Robert Saleh.
For the Niners, it is true. Boy, if you can get the win, you're right back in the mix. If you lose this game, it feels like you'd be out, right? Like it's
barbecue.
The Niners, it's a weird thing because they only really had one great year. Like every other year, they just seem to be bad. They just had that one year where they were just terrific. It all came together.
Right, and John Lynch, they got the extensions and all that stuff. And it looked like every move they was making, and now they go out and give up two first-round draft picks for a guy like named Trey Lance and Jimmy G.
Well, he's their future. It feels like
they should try to flip him. They should have tried to flip Jimmy G for some draft picks.
Yeah, well, that'll be an off-season thing, obviously, right? They'll probably try to do something, whatever, with him moving forward. But I don't think it's – well, Jimmy G's not good enough to help you win. Like, I don't think it's
not that.
There's so much more to the Niners thing. But isn't it amazing how every year you think about them and they look like a team that should be good and then they let you down almost every year?
Last year they blamed it on
injuries.
It's a
big game for them. Huge game.
Yeah, last year they blamed it on injuries.
Yeah, you
were
right.
Who we got next?
Travis in New Jersey. Go ahead, Travis.
Barton Hahn, my guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I wanted to talk about Odell from a, you know, fantasy perspective. So I have, you know, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp on my team, which has just been, you know, carrying my team throughout the year.
Are you in first place? I hope so.
Oh, absolutely. Dominated. By like three games right now. But now I'm a little nervous, right? So my question for you guys is, you know, with the Odell signing, does that hurt Cooper Kupp's value because it might, you know, take some targets away from him? Or does it help him because maybe, you know, defenses are going to be paying a little more attention to Odell and a little less attention to Cooper Kupp now? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
I don't think you pay less attention to Cooper Kupp. I mean, this dude's on pace to shatter records. I mean, he's already over 1,000. If you do that, he can be a 2,000-yard receiver.
But do you keep targeting him as much as they've targeted him if you've got Odell he's got an easy matchup?
If I'm a team, I'm going to try and pace him a little bit because I don't want him to pull a hamstring. I don't want him to do anything because he's too important.
So dial it back.
Yeah, I'll dial it back. I mean, he's on pace for 2,000 yards. You know what I mean? Odell Beckham may take some of the coverage off of him, right? Make you have to play a little bit more honest. Especially if you put him on the same side or put him in some type of butt set. So then now they have to area off, and these guys are crafty enough to sit down in zones.
Give me four wide, Bart. Give me four wide. Yeah. They can do it.
I mean, I want to see them put Odell in the backfield. They say the run game's struggling. Put him in the backfield and let him run the ball and give him jet sweeps, give him handoffs. and things of that sort.
Use him like a slot. But
yeah, give him tosses. And remember, he can also throw. So if you give him, like, put him in as the, like, the look read, like, the Patriots used to do it with Hernandez. Mm-hmm. We've seen it done with Elijah Moore a little bit. Kadarius Toney has done it as well.
Edelman did it a few times, too.
Well, Edelman used to do it all the time because he used to bring Revis in the box. Yeah. He run left. The other guy, my guy, run right. And Revis runs into me because he ain't used to being there. Like, man, traffic control.
Right. All right. Let's take one more call here. Let's go to Dylan in Indiana.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with Bart.
Uh-oh.
He said yesterday that the Colts schedule is getting a lot harder or easier, but I'd say.
Oh, no, no. Oh, he said easier.
They got
a gauntlet to go through. Yeah, I agree. And I remember him saying that, and I never had a chance to check it. I checked it, and no, after the Jaguars, which, by the way, that's another easy pick if you ask me. They're home. I think it's 10, but you got the Bills, the Bucks. You got the Texans, but then you got the Patriots, the Cardinals, the Raiders. You know, you've got maybe three easy games out of nine. Like, there's no way this is an easy schedule. They've got
They start off with a hard schedule, right? I'm just saying they got a little easier. They start off with Seattle, the Rams, the Titans. We thought the Dolphins were going to be good. Then they had the Ravens.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, it was going to ease up a little bit.
Well, it's the Colts are a team that's, boy, I'll tell you what, they have got to take it. Like, no more of this Jaguars taking them lightly, please. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. All right, so there was so much talk about Cam and OBJ yesterday, which a major injury to a real Super Bowl contender flew under a radar. And we need to discuss that with you next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, look at the drops on the camera. We need a windshield wiper. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. I mean, it rained today, man.
Windy, too.
I mean, animals 2x2 kind of rain today, but that's what you get. That's what you get these times. Be careful. Obviously, leaves on the road, things can get slippery.
Like
I'm talking like a dad right now. I can't help it, but like that's where I'm at right now.
Become your dad, Alan. Like, what's that commercial?
Yeah, I love those commercials.
I park these snacks. Like no.
No. The best of those commercials is when they go to the stadium, park far away. See, like, it's so typical. Yeah. Then it's like, so we're going to leave in the third quarter. Hey, let's not talk about leaving before the game even starts. It's so good. Those are written very well. All right, anyways, so we have had great guests. We have had great conversations. We have had you on talking about all the headlines. But right now, it is a segment where we let the headline makers do the talking, and we call it
Audio Files. The Audio File.
So this has sort of been under the radar, and it's actually pretty big news, Bart. And it involves a team that we thought could be a Super Bowl contender. And that is, of course, the Dallas Cowboys. I mentioned it earlier, but it bears repeating. The Cowboys have another injury loss. Randy Gregory, on injured reserve now, is going to miss multiple weeks. Calf injury that he suffered during practice.
Wednesday.
Now, he leads the team, along with Micah Parsons, with 5 sacks. 20 quarterback pressures, forced 2 fumbles. Remember, they've been already without DeMarcus Lawrence all season, who broke his foot. He might not be back still for a couple more weeks. Dallas has a bit of a gauntlet right now in their schedule that is coming up. They play the Falcons, which don't sleep on them this week. They've got the Chiefs. I know they've been bad, but it's still the Chiefs. And then Derek Carr and the Raiders in a couple of weeks. So important time right now for Dallas and a big loss. Coach Mike McCarthy.
I think he was probably one of our best players, or clearly make the argument one of our best players on defense. So yeah, it's very disruptive. Our team and our defensive players feed off of his activity, and yeah, definitely feel. I mean, he's having a heck of a year, but he's back in there this morning, and he'll attack the rehab just like he has attacked everything else.
Well, how big of an impact will this be for Dallas? Not just this week, but in the coming weeks against some good quarterbacks, good offenses.
Well, especially this week, you got a guy that's a professional quarterback like Matt Ryan, and then now you're allowing him to feel comfortable in the pocket, mm-hmm. and now you got to go against a guy like Pitts, who you don't know if he's going to line up at the number one receiver, Cordarrelle Patterson. They have guys that are unique, like that you can't find and replicate anywhere in the league, right? Parsons, outside of Kyle Pitts, the only person that you can find that kind of reminds you of him is Darren Waller, right, who's a matchup nightmare.
You'll see him in a couple of weeks.
It is no Cordarrelle Patterson. I mean, this dude's 226-2. He plays tailback and wide receiver. Like, yo, who does that? He plays straight up tailback and wide receiver. And like, so now you would have to say advantage to Matt Ryan, and Parsons gonna have to drop down into the box again and be like that edge rusher like he's done when he filled in. But at some point somebody's gonna dominate him. He's not the biggest guy.
So is Dallas gonna feel this loss? Like, is this something to watch these next couple of weeks?
Tyron Smith is a bigger loss if he can't play, if he doesn't practice Saturday. Mm-hmm. But Randy Gregory and being able to burp the baby and allow routes to open up because Matt Ryan is able to sit back there and survey the land and figure out what coverage you're in is not good news.
Okay. All right. So let's keep an eye on the Dallas Cowboys right now with yet another injury. Loss for them. Meanwhile, an injury loss for the Carolina Panthers with their quarterback, Sam Darnold, who was put on IR because of incomplete fracture in his shoulder. They brought back Cam Newton, and he will be their quarterback at some point, probably not this weekend, but at some point. And Matt Rhule talked about bringing back Cam Newton.
We weren't sure what his health was. We had to make kind of a decision at the time. Cam understands that. I mean, he understands that these are football decisions and football-based, evaluations that you have to make. At the time, we weren't sure if he's healthy. Well, he's healthy now. I think anytime you look back on things, you always say, I wish I'd have done this a little differently. I think everyone has that. But there was nothing but good feelings in that conversation. This is the most disciplined move right now to give us a chance to win. That's why we made the decision.
See, I love that part of it, talking about we're here to win. We're not here to rebuild over 3 years and tell everybody it's going to be a slow process. We owe it to you to win. And that's the important part of it. But Bart, are we overstating what Cam can be for this team that is right now on the outside, but just on the bubble of the playoffs in the NFC? Am I overstating an impact that he could have in these last few weeks for this team after what we saw and the fact that the Patriots moved on from him? Are we still waiting for the old Cam Newton to show up? Or is there still something left in the tank?
I think it's still a little bit left in the tank, and I think he's motivated to prove that, that it is something left in the tank. And listen, I think you talk about Odell going to a place that he's comfortable with. Well, Cam Newton, I'm sure, is going to go back to Carolina. He's going to feel right at home. He's going to go to that diner that he loves. He's going to go downtown to that restaurant. And they still going to have his place, moved out. He's going to link up with Steve Smith Sr., out there, hang out, put the band back together, hang out with some of the guys, and he's going to feel comfortable. And he's going to say, hey, man, he's going to have all the support he needs because that fan base believes in Cam Newton. So he doesn't have to win them over. He just has to live up to their expectations and maybe even exceed them.
What's their expectations?
His expectations, Cam Newton is here to save the day. Cam Newton is here.
That's what I mean. Is it too much to ask at this point in his career, what he's been through physically?
I don't think so. I mean, you talk about this is a guy that's thrown for 31,000 yards and ran for over 5,000 yards. I think he still has a little bit left in the tank. I think you talk about Cam Newton if he can stay healthy, but he doesn't have to really put himself at risk that much because he has McCaffrey. It's okay to just hand the ball up to McCaffrey and let him work. It's okay to just throw the ball to McCaffrey and let him work. It's okay to just throw shots down to Robbie Anderson. So, like, him being able to run is just a bonus, mm-hmm. right? Because that's something he didn't have to. But
it doesn't have to be the feature anymore.
You know when you get to that goal line what that is. They're going to put their big fullback in, and it's going to be quarterback lead with Cam Newton, and he's going to have force teams to play 11 on 11. Because usually it's 11 on 10 because when you hand the ball off to the running back, the quarterback's out to play. Not anymore. 11 on 11. See how you deal with that.
All right. So Cam Newton back with the Panthers, and that is Audio Files. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's sneak some more calls in here, Bart. Let's go to Matt, who's out in California. Matt?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening? I guess it is morning for you. How are you?
It is out there. Absolutely. Hey, Raiders, I think this is the time when we take it to Kansas City with Mr. McCoy going deep and a Raider pass rush. And I think the NFL's got Mahomey and the Chiefs figured out to an extent. Of course, they can always surprise. I think it's our time. I mean, yeah, we lost a pretty mediocre game. Sorry, Bart, against your Giants, but I think the time is now.
Wasn't
Bart?
It ain't Bart's Giants, that's for sure.
But I understand what you mean, right?
Yeah, I agree. This is a big moment game for the Raiders because it can get you to six wins, and you could jump. Again, the Ravens losing last night does open the door now.
Because they have the head-to-head with the Ravens, too.
Yes. I mean, I'm telling you, Matt, I feel something about this Raiders team, and they have been through, I mean, all this stuff that they've had to deal with already this season, that locker room has had to deal with. After this week, you got the Bengals. You got the Cowboys. I mean, big games. Go ahead.
I think they're better off without Chucky, and I also think the other big factor, two words, pass rush and running game, and I think Kansas City's in trouble.
Yes.
And, you know, with the Raiders, you know, they'll look like champs one week and they'll look like a JV team the next. But I'll tell you, getting McCoy to stretch that defense and his veteran experience to that young receiving core, going to be huge.
You got it. Now, when he says McCoy, does he mean – he means DeSean Jackson, doesn't he? You hear him saying McCoy?
Yeah.
What's he –
what are you talking about?
That's what I mean. I think he meant DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, was he talking about Houston?
No.
So why is he talking?
That's what I don't know.
Oh, DeSean Jackson, yeah, stretching the field.
Yeah, he's saying Raiders, but he's saying McCoy, and I'm going.
Maybe talking about LeSean McCoy.
That's what I mean. I think he got DeSean confused. LeSean, yeah, that's why I kept saying like, am I missing something? Did I miss something?
Meh.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Shady coming out of retirement, baby.
Maybe. Hey, you never know in this league. All right, so we'll continue. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This is always fun on a Friday, your anxiety index. You heard it from a Raiders fan. His anxiety up because, as he mentioned, some days they can look great, and some Sundays they can look like a JV team. They've got a very interesting schedule coming up, and they could really make a statement over the next couple of weeks. We'll continue with your calls on your anxiety index for your team this week. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Barton Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. We're celebrating Disney Plus Day. And it's, again, you get all the stuff on Disney, all the different titles and everything else. And it made us think, you know, with Marvel being probably one of the most popular things that you have to watch. Let's sit down for a second because I got a question for you, Bart Scott. And it's a simple one. So again, Disney Plus, we're getting excited about Disney Plus Day.
Oh, yeah.
And all the things to offer on that. Marvel is probably one of the best franchises, right, that you can sift through just tons of movies and content.
The Essentials just came out.
With that in mind, if you could pick one Marvel superhero to be for a day, who would it be?
It's going to be Peter Parker, so I can go back to college and do and be like Han.
Spider-Man?
So I can be like Han. See, nobody else can go back and be a kid and live there like young teen, late teens, early teens. But don't matter. He still got the superpowers.
He does.
You know what I'm saying? All in them dorms. Just like Han in college.
Escaping easy before they...
Just like Han. Who's scared. In that room?
Don't put that out there. Don't put out the window fast. You don't even know him there.
My boy, Han. Boy. Chris Webber, eat your heart out.
Easy does it.
Whoopsies.
Can I go with one that I feel like whenever I watch a Marvel movie and this character's in the movie, I'm always just fascinated by him. It's Tony Stark. Iron Man.
That's because he's the closest to reality.
Yeah, because you got the suit. He's rich as hell. He's funny, sarcastic, brilliant, all the things you want to be.
Give me Doctor Strange.
There's a lot of different ways. Now, it's for a day, so I guess
you want to be Doctor Strange?
See, if it's for a day, you kind of want to be something pretty dominant. You know, like, would you do Hulk for a day? Man, you're Hulk your whole life. You're that guy. You don't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah,
like, you're that guy. Don't get Bart mad because the Hulk comes out.
What's your secret? I'm always angry.
Right. So I think you already know that feeling of being the Hulk because you go out on a football field. You're a nice guy. Hey, Bart's guy. Hey, what's up? How you doing, Bart's guy? Then somebody wrongs you, and suddenly you're just mad backer.
See, people,
that should be the next Marvel character. Bart Scott is mad backer.
Right? I can rock with that. But
throwing penalty
what,
flags at referees and.
But I think we right my penalty flag. I tell you what, maybe like Doctor Strange gets underappreciated with his superpowers and what he's able to do. Remember, he's the one who brought it back.
Yes,
right. Remember when Hawk went to go get the Infinity Stone? She said, "Hold up, Strange did this."
Yeah.
So he's the best. So he's meant to be the best of all of us. So he can, like, remember when Hawk thought he was all there? He punched his soul out. Like, man, that don't mean nothing to me. Boom. Now Hawk got no soul. Now you're out of your body. Now what Hawk going to do? Hawk over there looking like Ian Paul's.
Maybe. There are countless, though, Marvel characters. Like, there's so many ways.
There's so many.
Like, we didn't even bring up Captain America.
Yeah.
But the only problem is if it's for a day, it's not as much fun.
That's J.J. Watt. That's Mike Trout. That's Captain America. Right?
Mike Trout. But what's wrong with that? Like, you got a problem with that?
That's super plain. Like you want to be Tony Stark because he can be you. You know, he can be a real person. I want to be somebody that's great, man. What about the Black Captain America? I know I don't like that one. What about?
But what do you mean you don't like that one?
Because he whack. He like an offshoot. Like, that's when, like, Captain America gave him his, you know, after the war was over, he gave him, he wanted to be human. So he gave him his stuff, so because Captain America wanted to fall in love. So it's like, it's so many different ones, man, at the end. What about Red Guardian?
Black Panther? Little Vibranium? Wakanda Forever?
Vision was, I was so disappointed.
I would like to just hang out in Wakanda. If I could be, right? You give me for a day, I'll be Black Panther.
Yeah.
Back in 10 seconds.
3D. Oh, let's go hard.
There you go. Wait, which one did you get from me, by the way? You got some snacks.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, you got the Chewy?
Oh, that's what you want? I thought you wanted this.
I like that, too.
You can have whatever you want.
I can't have them both?
Yeah.
We're having snacks, everybody. It's snack time.
Usually
at school, you get that little snack time.
Our blood sugar's low.
Did you like snack time or nap time better in school? You remember, like, I'm talking about, like, you know, little school, like when you were little kid. Because obviously nap time was generally, like, in the whatever subject you didn't like.
I say nap time was when I skipped class and I went and slept in the gymnasium while everybody else was playing.
Right, right. In college, you just show up for a minute and then you go, I need to use the bathroom, and then just never come back.
That was the most disparaging.
How did, like, I graduate? I do not know.
Like, you remember, like this one I understand. Like, our coach always told us to sit in the front seat, sit in the front of the class.
Never.
And we always fell asleep and the teacher would just get mad. Like, how many times have you had to get woke up? Like, after class is up by somebody, your classmates, man. You're just in there just
never,
done.
No, I never had that problem. For me, it was more of just the motivation of staying there. Man. If you could engage me as a teacher, right? Like, that, I always felt like I always put – see, that was me. I was more the wise ass where if you were not moving me or engaging me, I felt like that was a you problem. Like, when the professor would call me out for not engaging in class, I'm like, well, why aren't you engaging me? You're boring me. Like, you need to be better as a teacher. Like, I need to be better as a student. You need to be better as a teacher. My wife's a teacher now, and she makes sure that's all she does is make sure the kids stay engaged. But if I say that to her, she would have definitely gotten upset.
But a lecture hall of 200 people in it, man.
Well, that's a different story.
I've been up since 5 o'clock. I beat the sun out.
You had that at Southern Illinois? You had the big lecture halls at Southern Illinois?
Southern Illinois got 25,000 students when I was there.
Okay.
Man.
I only had a couple of those at LIU. We didn't have many. We had smaller classes most of the time. But
No, we had 200 people.
And by the way, everybody, we are celebrating Disney Plus Day with the premiere of new originals, blockbuster hits, beloved library. I mean, think about the titles in the history in the Disney Plus library. Think about the movies that you could select from. It's unlimited. Also, some unique specials, Disney, Pixar, Marvel.
They got
my
Pixar
favorite.
Too now?
Yeah. Star Wars, National Geographic. You get 1 month of Disney Plus for $1.99. $2. Done. Are you kidding me? For a month? Now until November 14th, and you can celebrate the stories you love. You can find out more at DisneyPlus.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's see. Where do we want to go from here, Bart? You know what? Let's do this. Let's take a hard right turn and go to Adam from Michigan. Adam, what's up? Oh, Adam, man, we're giving you an opportunity.
Come on, man.
Are you ready?
What's up, Brody?
What do you got for us?
Hey, I wanted to talk about that little Kate Cunningham, Jalen Green robbery. You're going to start up
already.
For a long time looking like.
Already.
Hey,
did Kate Cunningham let us down, man?
Hey, let me tell you something. That kid looked at him.
I don't think so. Hey, he played pretty smooth in that game. Jalen Green was talking a lot, but Kate got the dub. And
he got 20 points.
That charge at the end of the game. I think Kate's going to be the one that's going to be winning games. Jalen Green's going to be having the highlights, but hey. I'd rather have Cade. And by the way, what's up with this merchandise, fellas?
Yeah, all right. So I'm glad you asked that. Bart, you want to show off the merch? We got it over there. We do have the mug. You see behind me. Oh, we don't see it anymore. On ESPN Plus, Yoda has got the hat. Oh, Bart's got the hat on there. Look at this. You going, mm-hmm. You give me that. We've got the shirts. So I'm being told we're working on the ability for you to get some of this. We've got to figure out how we're doing this now. Do we get a little – do we have like an ESPN store that we could sell this in?
We need an e-commerce.
But right. I also think we need to have some contests.
Yeah.
So we can – you know, you can earn
on Friday
that hat.
Listen on Monday, Tuesday, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like Bart's wearing the hat. You can earn that hat. Or you can see behind me that Yoda's wearing the hat proudly, speaking of Disney Plus and Star Wars.
Dude,
that you've got mugs, too, if you like to drink coffee. People told me they like to drink coffee and they want the mug.
What about hot toddies?
Whatever you want to put in here, man.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay.
You know? Like, nobody needs to know. It's not their business.
Like Waukesha?
That's why we're
You
not
sound
a clear
just
mug.
Like Lil Wayne right now, Waukesha. And ain't nobody business when I got in my cup. I got in my cup, you got your cup. You drop my white cup. Yeah. You go with your old cup.
Why did you go? You just went Stallone on me there.
No, that's how you ever. If you ever,
I know I have, but you.
That's how Lil Wayne sound when he talk about it. Because I think he had too much in his cup.
But no, the merch is definitely something that is a work in progress. So to get to the holiday seasons, I do think we need to make it available because our stuff is fire. And we want to add to it with some of the other stuff, the little logos of the show. So just, you know, stay tuned, as they say, for that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will continue with your calls. We do say goodbye to ESPN Plus. We stay on ESPN Radio. And is it in a Jets fan's best interest to root for Mike White to be great again this Sunday?
Mm.
We will ask that question and explain why next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. See you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.